Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Thursday and time for another slice of fresh bread. We're in the Gospel of John, chapter 10. Jesus is at the Feast of Dedication, and he has just declared this glorious statement that his sheep belong to him. And because they belong to him, no one can snatch them out of his hand, for he has done the will of the Father, and the Father is greater than all, and he says, I and the Father are one. Now, when Jesus declares, I and the Father are one, the one who obviously has assumed humanity is now telling all of those around him of his deity. Well, what do the Jews do when Jesus says this? Well, if they're of his sheep, they'll believe him and follow him. But they're not of his sheep. It's in John chapter 10 and verse 31. The Jews picked up stones again to stone him. And Jesus answered them, I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of them are you going to stone me? The Jews answered, It is not for a good work that we are going to stone you, but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God. And Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, you are gods? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came and scripture cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said, I am the Son of God? If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father. Again, they sought to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to the place where John had been baptizing at first, and there he remained, and many came to him, and they said, John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true, and many believed in him there. Clearly, we now have the affirmation in Scripture of the humanity of Christ. Now, that's important, because by a man came death. Well, by a man must come the resurrection of the dead. Yet Jesus is making it clear, I am not a son of Adam, I am the new Adam. I am God having come in the flesh. And he declares his deity as well as manifests his full humanity. As we're told in this ministry at Jerusalem, this is the second time, you'll notice it said they took up stones again to stone him. Both times it's because of him so-called not only breaking the law of God, but now claiming to be God. They renew their efforts to arrest him in order to bring charges of blasphemy, in order to put him to death. But it's not his time. And this sovereign Savior will not be put to death at the timing of men. He's already told us in this same chapter, No man takes my life. I lay it down. And he will not lay it down until it's the, quote, right time. At the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. So he escapes from their hands, and he makes his way back to where his ministry began. It's where John the Baptist had ordained him to the ministry by baptizing him with the baptism that was necessary for the priesthood. And when he arrives there, there are many, many more that begin to flock to him. And they say, well, now John didn't do the miracles. While John didn't do any miracles, everything that he said about you has proven to be true. And so the Bible tells us now many believed in him there. Here are the Jews, the Pharisees in Jerusalem. They would not believe him because they would rather trust themselves and their self-righteousness. They want to kill him. But here are those who see and believe. The sovereign grace of God has come to them, opened their eyes, and so they have believed in him. Why? Because everything that was said in the word about him was true, and they saw his miracles as credentials that verified everything that was true. As we finish John chapter 10, here are the two choices. There is not a third choice. So have you come to him? If you've come to him, it's because of his grace. So give him glory. If you haven't come to him, why would you willfully walk away from him when his word affirms who he is? His life and miracles affirmed who he is. His death was for sinners like you and me. And his resurrection announced, this is the Son of God who loves to save sinners. Come to him today. That's another slice of fresh bread. You're the light unto
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.